With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Barring an 11th-hour Senate agreement, the U.S. government is poised for a partial shutdown. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
After a closed-door White House meeting Monday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Democrats won't support an agreement unless Republicans extend expiring tax credits for health insurance. Republican Senate Leader John Thune is pressing Democrats to vote for the funding bill and take up the debate on tax credits later. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans don't want taxpayers to have to cover the costs of health insurance for people who are in the country illegally.
They want to restore that because we got rid of it.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Both President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth addressed top military commanders at Marine Corps Base Quantico outside Washington today. President Trump says America is under invasion from within.
After spending trillions of dollars defending the borders of foreign countries, with your help, we're defending the borders of our country from now on. We're not going to let this happen.
While Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he's ending standards that allowed less fit troops to serve.
Today, at my direction, each service will ensure that every requirement for every combat MOS, for every designated combat arms position, returns to the highest male standard only. Because this job is life or death. Standards must be met.
A Mexican man who was among three people shot at a Dallas immigration field office last week has died, becoming the second person killed in the attack. A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson said Miguel Angel Garcia Hernandez died early Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 81 points. This is SRN News. The daughter of an imprisoned church leader in Eritrea says God does not waste pain.
A medical doctor and a leader in the Eritrean Orthodox Church remains imprisoned 21 years after his arrest. His daughter, Hannah Mengistib, tells Voice of the Martyrs that God has shown her the importance of sharing in her father's suffering. She says the Lord uses suffering to display his glory. Her father is one of more than 500 Christians currently imprisoned in Eritrea. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
More anti-Semitic incidents in three parts of the nation, this time affecting Chabad organizations across the U.S. World Israel News reports an arson attack targeted the Chabad Center in Charlotte County, Florida. A bomb threat prompted the evacuation of the University of California Santa Barbara Center, and an argument escalated into a stabbing at the UCLA Chabad Center. This is SRN News. There's a new ruling over ideological deportations.
A U.S. district judge in Boston agreed with several university associations that the policy that they describe as ideological deportation violates the First Amendment. The decision comes after a trial in which lawyers for the associations presented witnesses who testified that the Trump administration had launched a coordinated effort to target students and scholars who had criticized Israel or showed sympathy for Palestinians. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oregon scientists used human skin cells to create fertilizable eggs, a step in the quest to develop lab-grown eggs or sperm to one day help people conceive. But the experiment resulted in abnormalities in chromosomes, prompting the Oregon Health and Science University team to caution it could take a decade of additional research. More at SRNnews.com.